James pulled off his ruined shoes, and one of them fell onto the millstone. It spun round and went under the grindstone. A second later, they saw it come out the other side, squashed flat like a bug on a windscreen.
"I can't do it,"
said Precious.
"Yes, you can," said James. "It's impossible," said Precious. "We'll be crushed."
"We can make it," said James. "We've got this far, haven't we? We're nearly at the end. There are only three obstacles left after this."
"You go first," she said. "Show me how to do it."
"All right." There was just room at the top of the steps to backtrack and take a short run-up. James got ready, calculating that the safest bet would be to match the first wheel's speed until he had got the feel of it, and then accelerate for the second jump. Well, there was no point in standing here worrying about it. He had to keep moving. Don't think, act. He ran. He jumped. He carried on running. He had calculated right. After a tiny stumble, he found himself running on the spot. "See?" he shouted. But as he did so, his pace dropped, and he began to rotate round towards the grindstone. He sped up and started to run faster than the wheel was turning, so that he moved round it towards the second wheel, which was separated by a 2-foot-wide drop. Now it got more difficult. The second wheel was rotating in the opposite direction. If he got it wrong, his feet would be taken out from under him. He jumped across. His landing was awkward, but he stayed upright and found himself being spun around at great speed. There was no time to think. He had to make the next jump straight away or risk being carried on round into the jaws of the grindstone. He used the momentum of the wheel to hurl him over to the third millstone and was running in the air before he hit it. As he landed, he teetered and fell, rolling forward in a half somersault. Somehow, he scrambled to his feet and started running again. But he had slipped a long way back and was dangerously close to the grindstone. He could hear it behind him roaring and tumbling, and he could feel it sucking in the air. He glanced back. He was right on top of it. If he clipped it with his heel, it would pull him down and under. "Move, damn it! Get away!" He forced himself forward, outrunning the wheel, and he moved steadily round it towards the ledge on the far side. He was nearly there, but knew he mustn't lose concentration. He wouldn't be safe until he was standing on solid ground. The distance shortened. 6 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet, 3 feet. "Now jump!" There! He'd done it. The ground was no longer moving beneath his feet. A great cheer went up from the spectators. They were enjoying the show. James knew that they would have placed bets on when he and Precious would be killed. He wondered how many of them had wagered that they would get this far. Except, of course, Precious had yet to come across.